It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says residents in nursing homes and elder care facilities may be allowed to have indoor visitors by sometime next week.
This doesn't mean that all of a sudden visits start like they did a year ago or 6 months ago. We've seen the death toll from outbreaks in senior living facilities and nursing homes, and we don't want that to occur again.
The state plans to set rules for indoor visits by Monday. Visitors must have proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken no more than a day before their arrival. Polis says many hospital labs can process tests within 24 hours and that the state hopes to have more rapid tests soon. That includes a saliva test developed by the University of Colorado that is awaiting validation. The U.S. Justice Department has announced a new partnership between federal authorities and tribal officials. Reporter Allison Herrera says it aims to address domestic violence.
The Department's Office on Violence Against Women will dedicate more than $2 million to help tribal and federal authorities prosecute felony crimes that occur in Indian Country. Five tribes, including the Southern Ute Tribe in Colorado, will receive a special assistant U.S. attorney. They're able to prosecute felony crimes like sexual assault, kidnapping, and rape in both tribal and federal courts. The attorney positions are part of a separate $12 million federal grants package. Officials say Native American women are twice as likely to be the victim of violent crimes in the U.S. For CPR News, I'm Allison Herrera.
Red Cross volunteers from Colorado are headed to Louisiana to help provide relief from Hurricane Laura. Three people will help address needs in health care, mental health services, and technology. Nine other volunteers have gone to Texas to help with areas affected by the storm system Marco. This is CPR News.